This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hot, humid through the Memorial Day weekend. Chance for showers is going to be that way through the summertime and up until October, barring tropical weather for the most part. You know, it seems as though it was just yesterday that we were talking to Scott Boyle about snow plows and getting snow off of the bridge and everything else. Now, all of a sudden, it's a stuck garbage truck. And Scott Boyle joins us now, District Engineer, Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Long time no talk.
Yeah, if there was ever, and I was thinking about this, thinking about you, if there was ever a guy who would have, if it wasn't this, it was something else on his tombstone, it would be you. Because it seems like it wasn't that long ago we were talking about snow plows and bridges and clearing overpasses. Now you got a stuck garbage truck. What happened?
So on Monday morning, a garbage truck got on the Carrollton ramp to I-10 West. It had a dumpster on top of it. It at that point, it became over height. It went under another overpass. It struck a girder with the dumpster. Then it was redirected after that collision and went into a support column and did some significant damage to a ramp that was adjacent to it. And as a result of it, we got the dump truck leaning on the support column, which is severely damaged. We can't move the garbage truck right now until we can actually shore up the overpass and stabilize that, because we're afraid with the weight and the load that it's putting on that damaged support column that could cause a structural issue. So we got two ramps closed, and we're trying to come up with a shoring plan to get the garbage truck out of there.
When you say redirected, and I heard y'all use this term the other day, you don't mean that. You mean it hit something and then the physics redirected it. Nobody redirected it to that area, right? That's what you're saying?
Correct, yeah. I mean, it hit something and basically bounced off of that and crashed into something else, like a pinball.
So tell me what the truck had on top of it.
It was a dumpster, like a container.
So typically, like the truck picks up the dumpster to empty it, but instead of putting it down, it was on top of the truck.
It was on top of the truck traveling. That's correct.
Is that supposed to happen?
You know, I'm not sure, Tommy, but it's not supposed to happen when you're in a low-clearance type environment, that's for sure. When you're traveling on a overpass and there's another overpass above you, That may be something that would be acceptable if you were on an open road and you were going from point A to point B. But, you know, when you're talking about, you know, there's certain clearances that we have to maintain. And obviously that was not what had happened in this situation. And, you know, that it's still under investigation. And, you know, we haven't gotten a police report yet. So we're going to be getting all of that. But at least preliminarily, that's what we dealing with right now.
And I don't mean
what happened.
The reason I'm asking is that's, you know, a big inconvenience. It's going to cost a lot of money to fix it, I would think. It seemed like a pretty kind of foolish thing to do, to be not either forgetting you got the dumpster up there or driving around with it. I don't know what the law says, But when it comes to height requirements and so forth, it's up to the driver. I'm not talking about this specific case, but generally speaking, you can't have a bar to protect every overpass. A driver needs to be aware of that, correct?
Correct. Yeah, I mean, Tommy, we got thousands of bridges around, and every once in a while you see these dump trucks, and these dump trucks, the way they can, some of them can operate is they can actually lift up at a 45-degree angle and like let the rock or whatever slide out the back when they're making a load. Sometimes an operator will forget to put that down, and they'll be driving on the interstate and take out a whole overpass at an interchange. So, I mean, it doesn't happen often, but when it does happen, it's pretty much going to be severe, and you know it's not going to be something that can be fixed in a split second.
So how long do you anticipate this is going to be closed?
So we're looking out within about a week or more to open up the Carrollton on-ramp to I-10 West. That's the ramp with the garbage truck on it. Mm-hmm. We have to get a shoring plan. We're working with an emergency contractor. That's going to be about a week. The other ramp that's been affected through the actual damage of this, that is the I-10 West ramp to US 61 North.
Right.
That ramp is going to be closed for a while. So I mean, when I say a while, I'm talking a month, 2 months. We got to figure out a design. We got to go out for bid. We got to get it repaired or reconstructed. That's going to be closed for a medium amount of time.
So you got two that are affected. You got the one if you're going from Metairie or from, say, downtown to Airline Highway and you want to take the shortcut and take the airline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Line highway exit, right? And beneath that, you got the entrance ramp onto I-10 from Carrollton by Xavier. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Okay. The first one you mentioned is the one that's going to be closed for a while. The second one you just mentioned, that's going to be closed hopefully for a week or so.
Mm. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Y'all got any questions? 504-260-1870. Scott Boyle with us, District Engineer Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. And it does seem like the blink of an eye ago, we were talking about snow plows and Crescent City Connection being open with snow and everything else, and now it's something else. 720 traffic, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Scott Boyle, District Engineer Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. Scott, there is no problem with snow building up, right, just to make everything?
No, not right now. We got past that one. We gearing up for hurricane season, obviously. Fingers crossed on it, but yeah. Certainly our preparation is going to be the same as it always has been. And, you know, we're certainly optimistic, but preparing for anything that comes our way with regards to that.
So you got two highways affected, the exit going from the interstate, if you're downtown, heading toward Airline Highway, that's going to be closed for about a month. The other one is underneath that. That's where the garbage truck is. And that's the one where you get on to the interstate from Carrollton Avenue, and that's going to be closed maybe a week or 10 days. And, Scott, along those lines, somebody texted in about the city this and Hard Rock that. I don't want to get you in the middle of any of that, but tell me about whose jurisdiction this is. And this all is the interstates is all a state, or is the city involved here? What?
No, this is all us. This is all DOTD. It's our ramps. It's our roadway infrastructure. So we're the lead on this. Certainly, you know, we're moving as fast as we can. We appreciate everybody's patience. This is beyond our control, you know, but this happened, you know, Monday morning. We were on site within a couple hours of being notified. We had engaged an emergency contractor to start looking at what we needed to do. And it's going to be better once we get the garbage truck out of there and we get one of the ramps open. You know, these things happen, and, you know, I can assure everyone we're going to be working as fast as we can to get everything back to normal so people can resume their daily routines and infrastructure that they still use every day.
Yeah, people, you know, you're stuck in traffic. It's like, move the truck. What's the big deal? But then if you move the truck and then something collapses, it's like, why'd they move the truck? And I understand that's human nature. But tell me, if you will, and explain to the audience a little bit of what goes into determining or erring on the side of caution and what could have happened, where the dangers involved, engineers, et cetera. Take me through the analogy of something like the anatomy of something like this.
To start off with, safety is the most important thing that we do at DOTD as far as roadway operation and infrastructure. Whenever there's any doubt, whenever there's any type of situation with a bridge and a truck or a car hitting it, we send inspectors out there immediately. As soon as we get the call, that our bridge inspectors are on call 24/7, 365, and we get calls from the police who are responding to incidents. And when they say, look, there's a truck fire or a car fire, or a car ran into a support column, we go out there. We got to look at that, and we keep everything closed. We can't just say, oh, we'll look at it by the end of the week and have, you know, and have the possibility of something happen where motorists are on a bridge and you know, something, you know, cataclysmic happens where we're dealing with a much more severe situation than public inconvenience of a road being closed for a day or so. So we err on the side of caution until we're sure. We these are data-driven type decisions we make. We inspect it. We make sure there's no, any visible signs or any, apparent issues. And with the situation with this is that garbage truck is leaning on a column that supports the overpass. And we're concerned if we just, you know, go in there with tow trucks and cranes and say, okay, we're going to get it out of there, that it could do something to that column. There's a load on that column from that dump truck, and we're trying to be very diligent about that. So we're gonna jack up and shore the overpass. So if for some reason when we do remove that garbage truck, if that support column decides to fail, we have a backup to keep that overpass secure and not collapsing.
Is the truck wedged in there now? Is that kind of holding up? You don't know if it's holding up the on ramp or not.
It's leaning on there. It's not wedged from up above. It's leaning on its driver's side on the left rail, and it's on that support column. So no, it's not wedged anymore. It hit that overhead girder with the dumpster, and it just, you know, it bounced off of that and then crashed into that column. So it was just, you know, like you said, I mean, these things happen in a split second and you know, they're beyond our control as far as the damage, but, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Scott Boyle, District Engineer, Administrator, Louisiana Department of Transportation Development. Keep in mind, y'all, that I know it's an inconvenience, but you could be talking about, in terms of catastrophe, the people on the top part of it being damaged, or killed if this collapses, and then the people underneath it being killed if it collapses. So this is serious stuff, and they got to take their time. Take a break, come back, talk about horse racing in the fairgrounds right now. Time for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.